I'm Chris Rebelo with an update on efforts to fluoridate public drinking water in California. This is a special report for California Healthline, a daily news service from the California Healthcare Foundation.
The City of San Diego is in receipt of a letter from the First Five Commission of San Diego County, wherein the First Five Commission has offered to provide up to $3.9 million in funding in order to fluoridate the city's drinking water supply.
When its city council unanimously voted earlier this month to accept the funding offer, San Diego was on its way to losing the dubious distinction of being the largest city in the nation without fluoridated drinking water. This latest fluoridation effort comes on the heels of other California projects, both large and small. Last fall, the Metropolitan Water District of Southern California began fluoridating public drinking water going to 18 million people after receiving $5.5 million in grant money. In late May, 11,000 residents of West Sacramento began receiving fluoridated water in a project funded by six health-related foundations. Still, California is behind the pack nationally, ranking 43rd in the percentage of its population receiving fluoridated water. Why? The state got a late start in supporting the preventive treatment aimed at controlling childhood cavities, the biggest health issue for kids. The effort has also been slowed by a culture that encourages free expression and the questioning of authority.
Then we will take a testimony from opponents and public supporters of the recommendation in turn.
Even though the CDC calls fluoridation one of the 10 great public health achievements of the 20th century, health professionals and others debated the issue in San Diego for almost 2 hours. The first proponent, County Supervisor Ron Roberts and former chair of First Five Commission, presented statistics showing that fluoride reduces cavities by 20 to 50% in children.
We have an estimated 150,000 preschool-age children in San Diego County who are suffering from early childhood dental disease. And knowing that this is largely preventable is a tragedy.
Opponents, led by the organization Citizens for Safe Drinking Water, claim fluoride causes hip fractures, increases rates of cancer, and hurts infants. David Kennedy is a retired dentist who travels the country speaking out against fluoridation.
I want to put a YouTube video together of all the people saying safe and effective, 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 when it's not.
California's fluoridation efforts stem from a 1995 law that requires water agencies with more than 10,000 connections to inject fluoride into the water when money becomes available to do so. A stakeholder group, the California Fluoridation Advisory Council, works with local proponents, helping them get the funds needed to move ahead. John Roth is executive director of the California Dental Association Foundation. His organization manages the advisory council. He says Santa Clara County and the Central Valley are the next likely sites for fluoridation, with the Central Valley posing a particular challenge.
The difficulty in the Valley is that most of the communities, even the larger communities, like Visalia, for example, are based on community wells or actual individual wells. And so what that means is the actual capital investment to go out and construct fluoride facilities, you have to do that at each one of those wellheads, and obviously is more costly than going to a major treatment plant in a city like San Diego and doing it one time that feeds the system for millions of people. So in the long term, it's still the most costly way to prevent dental disease, even in those communities where the capital costs would be more today. But there is the reality of we have to come up with, as I recall, it was about $15 million for the greater Fresno area to construct those facilities out of the gate. And cultivating those resources is obviously a challenge.
Ross says the current state budget crisis and cuts in DentaCal reimbursements make fluoridation stand out as a hallmark of preventive treatment, especially in the Central Valley, where the health status of the population is below par.
We know that people who are poor, who are of color, have higher rates of dental disease because these disparities in accessing dental professionals, overall general health and well-being are greater in those populations. Well, the beauty of water fluoridation is for 50 cents per person per year, we can provide this preventive benefit to everybody in the community, and it completely eliminates the disparities in that access to care issue.
Roth appeared before the San Diego City Council, as did Dr. Don Lyman, the Division Chief for Chronic Disease and Injury Control at the California Department of Public Health. Lyman, who also serves on the Fluoridation Advisory Council, says fluoridation will become even more essential as our population ages.
A leading cause of problems among the elderly is tooth loss. So a lot of old people who get tooth decay, they lose their teeth, they need dentures, and on, which brings not only problems with the teeth, it brings problems with nutrition, and there's increasing evidence that the infections that the elderly suffer leads to other complications, heart disease, and in some cases other chronic diseases. Fluoridating the water supply is a very protective event for tooth loss in the elderly, and this reduces that problem by 50 to 70%. So it's really a spectacular preventive modality.
There is activity in other parts of the state. In May, supervisors in Sonoma County asked the local health department to detail what it would take for the county water agency to fluoridate. The request followed a report showing that 60% of low-income children in the county have tooth decay. Coming up with a plan won't be easy. Brad Sherwood is spokesperson for the Sonoma Water Agency.
We're a wholesaler for 9 cities and water districts. And so we would have to get approval from all of our contractors to add fluoride. And, of course, if one city wanted fluoride, another one didn't, then we would have to insert fluoride into different inlets of pipes, which is very, very costly. If all of our cities wanted to have fluoride, then we could inject it into one of our pumping facilities. The big factor here is, A, do all the cities want this, and B, who's going to pay for it?
Lyman says challenges facing Sonoma County are similar to those in other non-fluoridated areas, where water distribution maps often look like spider webs. Overall, he's encouraged by the progress the state has made since 1995, and he credits lawmakers for the change.
When a public policy is declared by a legislative body, it does make a difference. It makes a profound difference for the health and welfare of the constituents. We had, in this case, a declaration in 1995 that said fluoridation is now an agreeable, acceptable effort in California. We had never had that before. The bill had no money in it. It simply made a declaration that this is now state policy. It's taken us 13 years since 1995. And we've gone from 12% up to about 65, 70% of the population covered with fluoridated water. And that effort floats on that policy declaration, a policy declaration which came with no money.
This has been a special report for California Healthline, a daily news service from the California Healthcare Foundation. If you have feedback or other issues you'd like to have addressed, please email us at chl@chcf.org. I'm Chris Rebelow. Thanks for listening.